Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, can I just say, you can tell that they used to have been staying with the jet lag. He's dressed just the same.
Oh, by the way,
you're like a lead singer and you're two like backup.
To be fair, they two been fucking sleeping in Carl Baskin, the looks of two of you.
So anyway, show us a bit of nipple. I like to see it before we start.
I would show me, but because I've got tits and I can't really.
Come on, let me see it.
You've not got tits.
No, I can't, because then I'll look back later on and I get embarrassed.
You're a fashion icon, mate.
I'm going to start putting up fashion pictures. But I need to...
Oh, what are you, like a blogger type thing?
Aye, like your
influencer.
Bigger than that, like Neymar, not that. All that type.
And what sort of names are we dropping? Prada, Gucci. They've been sending you stuff, haven't they?
Balenciagas.
Show them, get them up on the table. Yes!
Not as good as him, but.
That's the first pair.
Do you know what? I was walking down the street the other day and I seen somebody else with them
Snow
on.
Boots.
And that's 100% just off last week, isn't it?
Crazy, isn't it? I actually feel when I'm coming into the podcast at the moment, it's like a war zone, isn't it? There's no joke coming here, but I do feel you genuinely need to be ready now, because you can go away fucking like last week. I mean, what a show I had. And the big man did it. I can't get it out of my head, so nah, listen, good on the big man.
By the way, I need to tell you, I'm worried, man. Been taking my wee boys for football, right? And my youngest, I need to know Craigan's whereabouts 6 years ago.
No way.
Oh,
no,
my youngest has got toes like
he's
fucking
no
Nick. He's got Nick toes like Nick.
Oh,
Nick.
Wow.
Curly toe.
Saying out your hanging.
That's not me, mate. I've not got a curly toe. So I don't know where it's came from.
He must have been in the dancing. Met your bird.
Thank you.
He must have. Wouldn't he have?
Wait, so talk to your wee man, though.
Mate, so he...
Is that the one with the Irish accent?
Usually I just let him run about and I didn't really notice, but I actually took him for like volleys this week. My oldest flung it to him. Bang. Straight. My youngest, mate.
Hopeless.
Curly Verley toys, man.
What was your first thought when you
Craigan.
See it?
Craigan. I actually pictured you picking balls at the stand when he kicked the ball, eh?
Oh my God.
So when
that
you,
man on, Craigan.
I didn't get a DNA test, man.
If Craigan came on, you'd bottle
Andrew,
it, man.
I'm telling
and
you.
And then I took them online, mate, and he kept pointing to Lotto's saying that he wanted Lotto's.
Aye, must be.
It's Craigan, 100%. That.
Andrew, I'm telling you right now, if Stevie Craigan comes on here, I'll tell you the new, I'll pull his fucking toes up there and rip them off. I'm telling you, I ain't backing down for nobody anymore.
Kev, how you doing? Valentine's Day? This is your week, Valentine's Day. Valentine's week, Sunday.
Fucking good job.
You want a shot of his arm?
No. We've got one of them in the house, it's all right. Hey, just need new batteries. Right, anyway.
I thought you got them.
Valentine's Day, I forgot about Valentine's
Day. Sunday.
You're talking about love, what about old Jack Fincham on Twitter? Did I get right? Who do you think he is?
Andrew, him, Stephen Hendry. Stephen Hendry managed to make it come back to Snooker, he thinks. Let's go for the biggest name, Andy, you know what I mean?
Calls exactly.
Me up, and then Jack Fincham, come on, love.
No.
You know what I mean? Give us a break. Slap him about. Listen, see if he wants it properly. I ain't no mug anymore. So be the big man. Get your agents or whatever. Sort it out. We'll get the hydro sold out again.
Would you fight him in the hydro?
Aye, 100%. You know what I mean?
Laura's moved in with you. She's now living with you and your man Anderson to bed, isn't she?
Aye, she'll be there. She'll be there.
How's things going?
Good, Simon. She's enjoying it. Simon, I don't know what I can see or not say here. So obviously with the fight coming up.
We'll be checking your ass for love bites Monday. After Valentine's Day Sunday.
Simon, I'm back to the fight again with Jack Fincham. It certainly will be a sold out arena at the Hydro again. We'll sell it out once again.
I don't even think he'll turn up, mate.
Nah, he's shit out, isn't he?
Aye, he will.
Because you're looking to get back into gang fighting that as well, aren't you?
I used to be like big one up. You know what I mean? So we'll see how it all goes.
What about you, Valentine? What'd you get the woman who's got everything to, eh?
I tough know, exactly, mate. You've got me, she's got Slaney's a mate, she loves you, didn't she?
You're tight, isn't it?
I don't know if Valentine's.
I think you're a romantic, so I think you go big.
Aye.
No, I mean, I think I go big.
she moans at me all the time saying I don't make an effort, but I try all the time.
I seen your Harry Potter, I think that was good.
Exactly. It was tremendous. What else can you do in lockdown? You know what I mean?
Correct. Right, we've got even more exciting news. There's a new poddy, McClart. New poddy.
New poddy, aye.
New poddy.
It's an English podcast. It's How the Other Half Live, coming from a Scottish perspective. So we're basically just going to slaughter everyone in English.
I feel it's needed, innit?
It is needed, mate, because everyone's too nice down there.
Too nice, too serious. I think we just need to maybe clamp them, don't you?
Exactly.
They slaughter us saying that they wouldn't they fucking. There's a Farmers League up here that's shite, but see when you watch that shit on the fucking TV every Sunday night.
Wow. Let's keep rugby another wee 2 minutes, I know. So the rugby boys who went down there.
Aye.
They were obviously trying to get wide again.
Aye.
Had the William Wallace tunes and before the game and just gave them a place.
Scotland fucking absolutely battered them, by the way. Battered them.
Rugby shite. Let's move on.
Shite, I'm not talking about rugby, I refuse. It's gonna be on a Wednesday. It'll be audio only. So you can listen to it, and it'll be, if you subscribe to Open Goal, you'll get notified when it comes out.
Yeah.
So exciting times. Paul, any word on the new poddy?
I want the Jack Fincham hang out. Shouldn't have said that.
He's in with some naughty boys, I think, isn't he?
Aye, he's in with Josh Taylor, isn't he? Don't want that again out. No, the English podcast, just Andy says, down there, they've got an arrogance. They think they're better than what they are. And it's time they get put in a place, and we'll do that. So,
What about Jack Fincham?
He's a big hammer, isn't he? Big West Ham fan. So.
Is he? Uh-huh. Slap him and Danny Dyer about.
Do you watch the Super Bowl last night?
I watched
you
the first half
on the FaceTime.
Aye. Mate, what about the cheating? Embarrassing.
Aye, disgrace.
What, ref?
Diving in that? Diving, aye. Joke.
Can you dive in?
Aye. Shite.
Can you dive in that? Can
aye.
You?
Mate, embarrassing, eh? I walked out at half time, see a lot of shite. I mean, honestly, I've not watched
it. Nah, I usually try and watch it, but it's too late, man. So I watched the first half and then wanted to go with the half time show, but last like 40 minutes or something. So I ended up just patching it and going to sleep.
It was crap.
Right, proper football.
How was your, sorry, Si, how was your game on Friday?
Good, mate.
How was it?
It's all right.
Did Somerset, was it, how's it like?
Half my barn that's still in there, but it's the windiest game of football of all time.
What was it like?
The ref, there's a few naughty tackles on, yeah.
The Andy Murdoch, because you took his career at Rangers, didn't it? That's what he was raising about. You took his career at Rangers.
I've made 5 tackles this season, I've been booked for every one of them. See the booking?
Aye, what's
that? Let's get Bobby Madden back on. We should get Bobby Madden, right, to review.
Like what Dermot Gallagher does.
Aye. That'd be brilliant.
Review tackles, review sending offs, and give his opinion on it.
Get him in a seat and just wheel him in. I mean, push him in when he needs to.
Bobby Madden's just as bad as the rest of them, man. How's he going to review any?
No, Bobby's a man. Right, Rangers, Andy, we'll ask you first. In fact, now we'll start in Hamilton because I think they've done really well.
Mate,
so, I need to apologise.
You took your words out my mouth.
I tipped him to go down last week. I feel
when are we going to stop this?
I know.
When are we going to stop this?
Mate, how did they do it though, right? They get scalped and then...
Because they only start trying towards the end of the season because they're never so good at it. So
you see when they go 2-1, they get beat 2-1 with 10 minutes to go for Ross County, right? You think, right, playing Rangers next week, their confidence must be shot. But they didn't even give a fuck, man. They just go and they always produce results, didn't they?
Rangers beat them 8-0 at Ibrox the last time they played. But see, generally, right, I was going to say that because everything we should be talking about should be giving them credit. Should have won the game.
Sure, you didn't know what I was saying, by the way, Rangers.
No, listen, Rangers were poor. Rangers know they were poor. But I don't think anybody's going to get too carried away. They're still 21 points at the top of the table or whatever it is and still quite in a comfortable position. But Hamilton were superb, genuinely. I was surprised at the way they played as well. Pressing them high up the pitch. I've said this for the start as well. The reason I like Brian Rice is because even though he's got a lower end of the table job, he's got the lowest budget in the league.
Yeah, but
he's had a style of play since the day he walked in the door. And I was very impressed with the way they played. If it wasn't for Greigsy, it generally could have been 3 or 4. And then Greigsy's interview after the game as well, I thought that was brilliant. Because
will any players be annoyed at that?
No, because we all know he's got Tourette's anyway when he's on the pitch, when he's off the pitch. But his interview was spot on because he just looked complacent, didn't he? Look, I think they've been out of form, to be honest, for about 3-4 weeks. I think it was a Ross County game at home. But Hamilton deserve probably more than what they got.
No, same team without Morelos or Davis.
Nah.
Need the two big players.
I mean, or Roof.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I seen the big boy Zungu and a couple of the changes take a lot of stick. Rangers have made changes basically every game this year and they've always came in and done well. But if you take Jacko and Devo at the team when they're straight away when they came on, they made a difference. Devo makes the pass for the goal and I actually thought Scott Wright done well when he came on as well.
Yeah. Looks good in tight areas, mate.
He is a good player. He'd be a good addition.
I thought he'd done well when he came on, so.
Slaying a bit of praise for your big mate Chipper. If he keeps him up, you should get free food in every chipper in Hamilton.
Absolutely.
What do you think his order would be? And a chipper? He's a mock chop or something, isn't he?
King rib supper.
King rib or
King
rib. Fritter supper.
Pure stinking, innit? Greasy, you know that.
Grease dripping down his chin.
Aye. No, listen. Brilliant for Hamilton. The boy, the young boy Callaghan that scored the winner.
He's about 28, but...
Young boy, aye.
Young boy Callaghan.
What a career he's going to have. Him and Jimmy Murphy. Him and Jimmy Murphy. They'll have a great career, they too. No, listen, superb. And I did, but I'm going to say it here. You asked me last week, who'll go down? Ask me again.
Who'll go down? Come on,
Ross County.
Starting to think you're right as well.
I was about to say Kilmarnock last night.
And then Mr. Wright.
Mr. Wright came in. Came in the door. So I think...
Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's a Doubtfire, aye. That's a Doubtfire. But honestly, I think Ross County are in real danger. We're going to go into them. But with Hamilton yesterday, is it too late for Hamilton? And is it too late at the top of the table? The drop points.
What do you think?
All right. Kev, again, Hamilton. Loved it. Press Rangers high. Know a lot of teams there. I think Celtic done it at Ibrox. Done well against it. Should more teams follow Hamilton? So it went two up front as well. Sometimes, very good. I think it's 3-5-2 they played, don't it?
Aye. Sometimes I think the Rangers, like, you can say that they have been in a bit of a dip in form, but losing your two main strikers doesn't help any situation because they're your out balls. That's what gets you up the park. If you've got that and it keeps coming back all the time, it becomes difficult. But for me, Rangers, they put themselves in a position where they can afford performances like that. I know it's no great. Griggs is obviously going to have his head, but the manager's not happy. But they put themselves in a position that they can afford it. If this was nip and tuck come the end of the season where there's only 3-4 points in the two teams, it becomes a problem. But Rangers are that far ahead that I wouldn't be worrying about it. Hamilton, on the other hand, they've just got to try and keep in touch with the teams above them so that when it comes to the split and they play the five teams that are round about them, that's when they come alive. And I think that it's going to be an interesting end of the season because I know Slaney's just had a guess at who would go down. It's one of three, four teams that potentially could go down.
Who's your three or four? I think it's three now. County, Hamilton,
Motherwell, do you think?
Motherwell, do you think so?
I think County.
Do you think Motherwell could go down?
No, I think... It's not that I think they could go down. I just think that football, you play the game, you think that once you get in a rut and you kind of get that 3 points, they've had a lift from the new manager coming in, and obviously they've lost at the weekend at Celtic and unlucky. If they go again next week and lose again and say Ross County, Hamilton win, it then just closes the gap and you think that they're in there. You just don't know. Football's... Teams aren't the invisible not to go down, but I think that the Ross County, Kilmarnock, for me, that's my worry. Former club.
I ain't counting in trouble. And I don't like to say...
You said to me last week they would be fine.
Listen, they're my second favourite team in the world.
Yeah, in the world.
Aye.
Yeah.
John Hughes is my favourite manager in the world.
Who's your first Hearts?
Aye, Hearts. Uh-huh. But I ain't in trouble. I thought after they beat Hamilton last week, but yeah. Dundee United, they won in 8 for yesterday.
I know, but see, chances. I think Ross County are the better of the game. They take a terrible corner, Dundee United go up the pitch and score, but I get what you're saying.
Thing is,
got to take your chances in the games and you're on top.
We all know what happens when Hamilton, get in this dogfight.
You can't beat them,
mate.
Have you played it? You've played it, Aki's. I hated playing there, did you?
Not really, no.
So windy.
So windy. I'd probably get about 4 or 5 above. There's a few places I hate playing, but that's not one of them. I hate playing on both.
Sainsbury's behind you. Oh, Morris,
I played there on the...
You used to think, I'm going to be working in there
soon. How hard's that, bro?
How hard's my inmate.
Honestly. See, every time, my dad would phone me before games and that, we'd just talk about the game the next day and he asked about other games in our league and then all my mates are saying, oh, would you out for these? I said, never count our bro at home. Their record at home is ridiculous. Even Ayr were unbeaten at home before we played them at the weekend and some of these places are just hard to go.
Mm. What were you going to say, Kev?
Hamilton, I think I opened up that stadium for Sunderland many, many years ago.
Did you?
First ever game there, aye.
Why did they pick Sunderland?
I don't know. I think we were up doing a pre-season tour and they just picked us, but It's not the worst place to play, but it's certainly not the best.
I think they put a new Astro down that it's much better than the old one.
I'm very, very anti-Astro, but we played Rafe a couple of weeks ago. Their Astro was very decent.
Livingston's looks all right in the telly. Is it as good as it looks? No.
No, Livingston's isn't good. I didn't enjoy it.
Maybe something wrong with my fucking TV then, like you get the colour checked.
What did you think of Rangers' performance, Paul? Good to get your take on it.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Not. I've been.
What's that you've got, bro?
Wee bit of snus, Simon. Swedish snus.
Settling nerves.
Just to relax myself. I feel a bit early place today for the violent attack for him. And I don't like it, Simon, because he knows I'm his boss. Do you know what I mean?
Look at his message today to me. I hear you're delivering a parcel next door to my house.
Did you pick him up?
Picked him up. Aye.
Here, Simon, he came running to me. Not at all. Listen, I'm his boss and I can sack him when I want, so I'll get. So that's why, Simon, you're
right, right, performing.
Sorry. Yeah, right, no, listen, when you're winning, Simon, forget performances. It goes with the W. That's what matters, the win. And when you're winning, forget all about that. As soon as you drop points, we let them away with the Motherwell one. That ain't good enough yesterday. As you said, when Morelos is out, they're not the same team. And that is worrying for Steven Gerrard.
Pete's talking about the Rangers, didn't you, Paul?
Pour that out of your head. Pour that bottle out of your head.
Thanks, Simon.
I think you need to.
I think they're very.
So, are you finishing there? Or has that you done?
Straightened it.
Right, great analysis.
Do you know they're very lucky that they're avoiding Diageo next week before
exactly.
The.
Exactly. No, Kelly, it's a new manager.
Aye, no,
Kelly.
Do you know which side? Do you know what the pause there was? It was thinking the game Celtic slipped up. If Celtic had won games they were expected to win, this could have been a complete different story than now. Yeah. And that's the frustrating part. I don't know.
See what you're saying about the rotation. Do you think you'll stop that now?
Nah. I think you'll continue to do it. Especially with Europa League coming.
See if like, Morelos isn't playing, though. Is it not really important that Davis and Jack do play?
I thought Davis was an absolute certainty not to play yesterday. Because I think he's played something like, I think it was something like 9 starts in a row. I actually thought at the weekend there he would probably get rested, but end up going with Glenn Kamara. Probably just to give Dave a rest because it's Astro. Because 36 played a lot of football this year. Obviously down to Ryan Jack and Scott Arfield getting injuries as well. But I wasn't surprised at all to see him. But see, to be honest with you, the team Rangers still had it. Still expecting them to go and win the game.
Yeah. And Eton done all right in terms of linking up. I thought his link-up play was no bad. Eton, no.
I don't think he's Rangers class.
Do you know now?
No, I don't. I don't think he's Rangers class, that guy. I think he's, it might be all no bad as a sub and coming in noon again, but for the future of Rangers, want to progress and win numerous leagues, I don't think he's the man who'll lead the line.
Did you go that, Kev?
I didn't see too much of the game yesterday. Was Defoe on the bench or did he? Who?
Riff was on the bench.
Where was Defoe?
I don't know why Defoe wasn't on the bench. Was he on the bench now?
I don't think he was.
What was Riff no starting for?
He's going to be suspended. It looks like he's going to be suspended for two or three games.
Games,
right. So, although Rangers, they obviously got a few headaches up front and stuff. Do you think he minimised who he was playing because of the Europa League coming up?
I'm not sure. I mean, they still.
To me, they still have enough quality to win the game. They just didn't perform particularly well. And sometimes when you go to Hamilton and from my own experiences, if you go there and start well and score early, you can go on and win 3-4 and be comfortable. See, if you don't, the longer the game drags out on that Astro, the lack of atmosphere, the way the stadium is, it can become a difficult place. Hamilton are used to doing that week in, week out there because that's the home ground, whereas when teams go there, it isn't the easiest place to go and play.
I think as well, they're never going to accept dropping points in certain games, but I think it was just the manner of the
last minute one.
Hamilton deserved to win.
Yeah.
Even off the basis of the chances in the second half alone, they could have scored 3 or 4. And if they didn't have, obviously,
Bruce Brogtotter up front done well, didn't he, with Brucey Anderson? Mm-hmm. And he gave a shout. I thought Jamie Hamilton at the back. He looks like he's got a bit. Remember there was a season he just fucking loved getting sent off? You know, getting sent off about 5 times in a row. Love that as well for him.
Was that last year?
I think it was last year.
Just
kept blurring.
He's a young boy with a good future, isn't he?
Yeah. What was it like being a young boy with a big future?
I know, honestly. I'd love to know this.
Please, you didn't need to do that.
No, but just the pressure and the scrutiny you were under and the way you just rose above it.
It was a lot. And I fucking answer this. I'm actually...
You say the same thing every week.
It was a lot. I say it every week. No, but obviously, it was a lot of pressure and I dealt with it so well, but at the end, it got too much. You know what I mean? And I had a massive bullet. Well, here, I'm getting forced into saying things I don't want to say.
Right, talking of massive pressure, Derek McInnes again. Some described it as a must win from, where does this leave him and Aberdeen now? Kevin?
Right, but wait, Simon.
Before you start, right, because I need to ask, because Aberdeen fans slaughter us because we always say, what do they want? So a very passionate Aberdeen fan messaged us, I want to read it out.
Oh, wait,
points.
Aye.
We need to get them their say, don't we?
React to it, aye.
Right, so here you go. Si, a couple of things for your show this week if you're going to do something on McInnes instead of what do Aberdeen fans expect, as you say every week. Okay. Big regression setting in, points tally falling year on year for the last three, along with the football getting worse. Exactly a year ago, we went through a club record without scoring. We are heading for that again, absolutely no invention. He gave the players a challenge a month ago of winning the next five. We'd rattle off that off no bother in years gone past. Since he said it, we've drawn two, lost two, and haven't scored a goal. Players have chucked it. We don't finish third every year, as you say. We finished fourth behind Kelly and Motherwell, only got Europe through Celtic's dominance. We don't get the cup finals anymore. We get papped out in the last 16 of the League Cup 2 years in a row. Three players he spent almost 750 grand on, May, Forrester and Ojo, all released before the end of their contracts. No strikers under contract in the summer and six defenders out. He cannot be trusted with another rebuild.
He's done his homework there, hasn't he?
Derek McInnes has got to go. Nah, listen, so I just feel like sometimes you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Mm. And Derek McInnes has been, he has been successful at Aberdeen for a number of years. And the fact of the matter is, they're still in a good position to get third. And if you finish third for Aberdeen, you've done a good job.
There's nothing more you can... Like you made a good point there, Andy. The devil you wish for. Remember, I think, Ipswich a few
years...
When did
you say that? The devil you wish for?
No, I remember if you said that. Ipswich time for a few years wanted Mick McCarthy every season.
Yeah.
Get him out. Fan pressure, chairman bowed it, got him out. What happened? They got relegated. Where are they now? In League One, mid-table, struggling. So sometimes you've got to be careful of what you wish for.
Stoke with Tony Pulis. They've not been seen again.
Yeah, exactly. You'd rather be in the championship.
Ah, well, that's true.
But relegated.
That guy, I think, sent me that same message. Sorry, I couldn't be reading it, but yeah. Thanks for reading it out. But he's got a point. But like Andy says, they've got a game in hand where they could go 2 points behind Hibs. The last eight games since the turn of the year, I think they've drawn 3, 1-1 and lost 4. So their form hasn't been great. So had their form been all right, they could have been sitting third way ahead of Hibs.
But they're not.
So we've got to look at them, and we keep saying about McInnes, and we're seeing it from a footballer's point of view, possibly, and maybe not from a fan's point of view. And it's different. We just think that he's doing a good job because of where they are finishing. But I don't know. Who's coming into Aberdeen to do a better job?
Who would do a good job at Aberdeen?
Steve Robinson.
Steve Robinson. Jim Goodwin would be in there for me. I think Jim Goodwin's a right
Jim Goodwin.
It must be so hard for a manager. You literally lose your best 2-3 players
exactly.
every year.
It's not like a Rangers, Andy, where you lose a player, you bring another one in.
And it does seem as if Aberdeen are struggling financially probably more than any other club in the league. They turned in a £7 million bid for Scott McKenna, was it a year or 2 years ago, and they ended up selling him for £2.5-3 million. So as a manager, it must be so hard to try and scrape the barrel to replace somebody that scores 30 goals a season. A Kenny McLean.
I agree.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember. Scott McKenna.
They've lost McKenna, Cosgrove, Wright.
Jack.
And then they've lost the boy Hedges.
They lost Hayes as well when he went
Hedges,
to Celtic.
Hedges, who is out for the season. So it's difficult. And then when he's signing players, so he signed, Stevie May, right? So we all account Stevie's May career before he went to Aberdeen, all right. Scored goals in the Premier League beforehand. Went down south, didn't quite work out, came back up. Aberdeen fans were happy with the signing. It just didn't work out. Sometimes the players don't help the manager. And I think Derek McInnes is in that middle bit where he's signed some decent players and he's sold some players for more money, but some haven't worked out. And the restraints and budgets at Aberdeen, because Aberdeen were always renowned for being that third club that paid more than other teams. I don't think they do.
Here's a question for you. This is for fans. This guy who's talking about good football, right? Name me a manager in Scotland that plays great football.
Brian Rice.
Seriously,
John
Hughes is maybe one that actually wants to go on. Who else? Who you want in to come and play great football at Aberdeen?
Because at the end of the day, if
it's a bit winning.
It's a result driven business, but
seeing the SPL, it's hard to play good football.
And there's certain games like I read that an Aberdeen fan was complaining about their record against the Old Firm over the last sort of 2-3 years. Are you expecting to go and play Rangers and Celtic who have got a 10 times higher budget and pass them half a part and get a result? It's not going to happen. You need to try and do everything you can to get the win. I can understand if they're frustrated with the form that they're in the noon and the performances that they're putting up within it, but an 8-year CB or whatever it is that Derek McInnes has got Aberdeen surely allows them more time. It surely allows them to the end of the season to see where they finish, yeah, where they end
definitely
up.
Get to the end of the season.
Maybe even a transfer window, see how they start the next season. I think
they've played the best football under at the start of the season. But when you used to play Aberdeen, it was very much 4-3-3, hit a striker and they would run off him. But Hedges and Wright, two that come in the pockets, they actually try to play through the lines this
and
year.
But then
they get injuries and suspensions.
That's what I was
going
to say. We're talking about him losing his best players through transfers. Losing players through injuries this season as well. Scott Wright just leaving and Hedges being out for the season. That's probably their two most creative players. So it's probably no coincidence why they're
if Aberdeen
were
playing
goals.
The football they want them to play, Derek McInnes wouldn't be at Aberdeen.
Yeah.
So, like you say, Simon, like what other teams play great football? There isn't many. Scottish football is tough.
Yeah.
You don't get that minute to play nice passes. Celtic and Rangers play lovely football sometimes, but when they get into the final third as well, it becomes boring sometimes to watch because they can't break teams down. So I don't know what the balance is, what they're expecting. I just think that better the devil they know. If they sat McInnes at the end of the season or now and get somebody in and end up going the other way, what do they want then?
What, have you been Satan worshipping all week? That's about three mentions of devils.
I'm fucking scared.
Oh, fuck knows, mate. I'm just...
horny devil. It's because Valentine's Day is a horny devil, isn't it?
Horny devil. But no, it's a difficult one because we don't watch Aberdeen every week. We watch the old game where they're on the TV live or highlights reel. These guys are probably subscribing to every game every week and seeing more of it. And I don't know.
But even again, they had a good partnership with Ferguson and McCrory in midfield. They were doing really well. And then somebody for defence gets injured, so McCrory then needs to go play defence. And that breaks that kind of partnership.
Did that guy... Sorry, Kevin.
Sorry, on you go, Paul.
Did that guy...
Are you all right with him calling you Paul? You want?
Man, we'll keep it that then.
Right.
Did that guy mention who matched his manager?
No.
Of course he never. Because it ain't nobody out there. All right. We've seen Hearts, who's a massive club. We've seen Hibs, who's a massive club.
Great point.
Up and down like my man da, Simon. You know what I mean? So, they're up and down the league all the time. Aberdeen stay consistent every year. Either in a bad run of form, it happens. Do you know what I mean? So, you're all right, open your big mouth. Tell us who you want, and that's what they always do. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a great point.
Great point.
Lewis Ferguson, was it a red card? Was it a penalty?
Yes.
I don't know. Do you think so?
I think it's soft, but probably is a penalty because
it is in the modern rules, Simon.
I know. I agree with it. In the rule book, it's a penalty, but dearie me, man.
He doesn't need to.
Jamie Murphy's kicked the ball. He's done that wee boy's coming to the pitch.
Doesn't need to block him. Try and block him. Just go past. Like, he, I don't know.
I get just you need to try and get tight enough.
By the way, that message on Instagram was for Derek Ferguson, so.
Okay, baby. He was angry all day, wasn't he, man? He was angry all day.
We said Hedges out for the season, big miss. But credit again to Hibs. They look like they're finding their feet, 4 wins in a row, I think it is, with Thut, Nisbet and Porteous. Big decision for Jack Ross to keep him at the team.
Can I just say as well, I feel a lot of the credit for this is down to Mr. Sleen.
Because
from the get-go, Jack Ross is the main man and
best manager in the league.
Best manager in the world. Who was the best? Oh, Tommy Wright was the best manager in the world. Sorry, him.
Yeah. So honestly, the job Jack Ross had
done. So is Jack Ross still the best manager in the league now that Tommy Wright's back in the league?
No,
Tommy Wright.
Got to be Thomas Wright, innit?
Thomas.
No, but wait, Jack Ross. I'll tell you why. The signings signed very signings. Well.
Yeah.
And that's it. He's got an eye for a player, the man. So that's why they'll finish comfortable in third place.
Wow.
It's a big shout.
Well, this is what I want to ask you, Kev. I'll ask you first. Nisbet and Porteous haven't played the last four. They've won four. But if you want them to get moves and your club needs money in the summer, do you put them back in or do you leave them on the bench, are you?
I think they'll still attract interest in the summer. The problem is if they're not playing week in, week out through the summer,
do you get the same amount of money?
The value then changes. So, I disagree with the two boys try to get a move because they've got to think of their careers and their futures, families and things like that. I don't see why not. But Hibs are doing well. I don't very often praise Hibs because shit, I played for Hearts. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's difficult to praise teams, but they are doing well. Jack Ross has got a consistency, and they're a bit like Rangers where they take players out and the players that come in and do the same job. Martin Boyle was great at the weekend. I did feel that the Aberdeen defence on Saturday was fucking shocking. I thought some of their decision making and positioning was all over the place. It made it easier for Hibs to get in behind. But they've went and won the game comfortably at home, 2-0. Could have been more, some good chances. But Hibs are there because the results have got them there.
Good to see Boyle back in it.
Aye. I feel as if...
No, no, Martin.
I just put his eyes
closed. I've got about three, yeah.
I feel as if Jack Ross is... His biggest improvement he's made on Hibs is definitely out of possession. You look,
yeah.
You look at their team, they've got legs all over the pitch. I always felt when you play Hibs, as they were so dangerous going forward, but you could get at them and you could dominate certain areas of the pitch. But now you look, Chris Cardnick's a good signing, done really well at Motherwell, up and down the line all the time. Josh Doig, your young boy's the same, and Josh Doig.
I like him, Doig.
Aye. Jackson Irvin, Gogic, all legs in the middle of the pitch. Obviously, you've got Martin Boyle, who's just an absolute speed train up front. So I think they've... I said last week, I feel as if the SPL is better this year. I think a lot of teams have improved, and I think that's probably the main one.
Darren McGregor needs a lot of credit.
Came in, and
he doesn't want to play football, Darren McGregor, but Porteous and Hanlon do, but he wants to defend. Did you see the difference?
I played against him.
He's a tough boy.
He's not the tallest.
No,
but he's fucking strong as an ox. Aye, I was going to say something about a bit of no. But no, very, very strong. And obviously, he's been out of the team for a while, but he's came in and he's took the opportunity to make the position his, and it's hard to drop him. Good experience, and like you say, Si, he's a defender who
enjoys
defends.
Defending yet.
Aye, just try and get in fancy, just gets it away, clears it, clears the lines, gets the team out of the park. That's what you ask for.
I think he'd be the best fighter in the league.
Oh, easy, Dan McGregor.
I think so.
He could punch who, fucking
who's,
boys.
Who's up there with him?
Best fighters in the league. Oof.
He's number one, but I'm not sure about.
That's a great question, by the
way. Yes.
Do you know who he's mates with? Dougie Hill, who plays with Brecon, who's the best fighter in the world.
Is he?
Oh my God, mate.
Is he? Scary
bastard, the hair.
So him
plays
Dougie.
With Fergie Kelly.
Him v Dougie.
Well, they two are the good pals, so.
Ah, but maybe we get him have a wee fight.
A wee fight, that'd be brilliant, man. Who else do you think would be quite hard?
Who's in the Premier League? He's tough.
It's a good question.
I think Big Declan Gallagher must be hard. No.
You didn't want to see that thing hard that he's got.
Oh. Wow, what a size.
He must be tough.
Who else would be quite tough? Callum Davidson.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nah.
I'd love to get him. Tommy
Wright, now he's back.
Tommy Wright, I think he could go.
David Martindale.
Oh, David Martindale.
David Martindale could go.
Definitely. It's a good question, huh? Mark Bartley's meant to be a bit handy. I think he's into his boxing, isn't
it? What about the big boy up front for Levy? The jet.
Jim Jeffries, he'd be the hardest. Right, we're going to go. That's a good thing, because we're going to go on. Great, how you've done that. Kilmarnock, Tommy Wright's agreed to be the new manager. The jet didn't want it.
No,
because they wouldn't let him put his Insta up on the story.
You're
so
joking.
That's a disgrace. We can't.
The jet's got a good thing at the Jambos, mate. He's staying put.
He's asking what a good filter is to use on his pictures. Any advice for him?
Plenty. I could help him with. Did he get offered the job, did you?
No. But it's Tommy Wright, a good appointment. Who's what?
Unbelievable.
All right, on you go.
Sorry, Simon. The reason I say that, the biggest thing in my life I've been taught for a young boy is the word discipline. And Tommy Wright.
What the fuck? Who taught you that?
I loved it, getting disciplined.
No,
I do. It's important in life. And certainly with Tommy Wright, that's what that guy is. He brings a lot of discipline. And here's the most thing you'll notice. Doesn't matter if you're an attacking manager or a defensive manager. See, if you've got discipline, nobody's going to step out of line. So they do what you tell them.
Is that it?
That's it.
Aye, fair point.
Right, I think it's a good appointment, right? Everyone's going daft for it, but Kilmarnock can't score goals. Is Tommy Wright the kind of manager that's going to get that out of them?
No, but they're no hard to beat either. And that's what Steve Clarke made Kilmarnock finish third and made them do so well. And that's what now Steve Clarke's doing with Scotland. So one thing I will say about Tommy Wright was he'll make them harder to beat. Because right now, Kelly, they don't like anything like the team that they've been for the last 2 or 3 years. They're talking about hard places to go, going to Rugby Park. I can't even tell you how many times I've dropped points working at Rugby Park. You batter them for 89 minutes, they have 2 chances and score 2 goals.
If you can't score goals, though, Simon, you need to stop goals leaking. And if Tommy Wright can do that, that gives them a foundation to try and build and try and score goals. But
you just look, who's going to score goals for Kilmarnock at the end of the season?
That's why I couldn't understand why they let Brophy go. Why not just give him a wee extra few quid to see him at the end of the season?
Is Kimbamba still injured?
Isn't it? He was, the boy Oakley's been playing. Kimbamba was on the bench.
I thought Kimbamba looked good at the start of the season as well.
He hates scoring, didn't he?
Aye. He started off not bad though. Yeah. Scored a few goals.
He can't even get players in now, can he, Tom?
Here's
another thing for Kilmarnock, right?
I know.
You didn't sack Alex Dyer 2 weeks ago. Why is Tommy Wright not ready to go in straight away so that he can get a week or two in the transfer, bring some players in and give him
the best
possible chance?
Is that due to an inexperience in the backroom staff, like obviously James Fowler?
I know,
he's only a youngish director of football. Is that maybe an inexperienced thing? I don't know, but
Kilmarnock have flung 6 points away. No appointing a manager as soon as Alex Dyer's came in.
Similar to like the Hart situation when they got rid of Naveen and they persevered with McPhee and then they took forever to get Stendhal. They probably lost more points in that period and that ultimately cost them. This could end up costing Kilmarnock a place in the Premier League because it's going to be difficult because seeing they're in a rut down the bottom, you can't find a win.
And they Finlay and Broadfoot still injured, eh?
Oh, they are.
When's Finlay back?
I don't know. You said he's got Arsenal.
Is he?
Aye.
That's good to know, Chairman.
Happy with that signing?
Aye, solid. He's got a Scotland cap, isn't he? Mm. Like Finlay, aye. So, aye.
How's Cheesy?
All day. By Cheesy. Top man, Cheesy. Still watching the show all the
What's
time.
What's his name?
Ross Hamlin. How many did you go to ask me?
Just in case you forget. What was it like being a young boy with that pressure on you? I can't do this, lads. This is team for you. You've set this up.
By the way, his name's Ross Stewart. I thought you were going to bite back at that, but now he's going to think.
His
name's Ross Stewart. No, his name's Ross Stewart.
What did you say first?
I told you last time it was Ross Stewart. Ross Hamlin. But I thought you were going to bite back and say something to him.
He didn't have know his name.
I know.
So that's
poor for you.
You've done me. I know you've done us. Right, Kev, on at Celtic. Hatem El Hamed is heading back to Israel. Did you feel it was a player's time at the club was up? Sorry.
He's never really got going, has he? He's never really been in the team long enough.
Good player in there as well,
aye? Aye, never been in the team long enough consistently to really have a look at him and think, he's the solution to right back. He clearly hasn't settled in Scotland. And that's obviously doing a number of things. It's never easy moving away from family, but during this COVID pandemic thing, it's obviously been extra difficult because you can't even get to visit and see other people. So I think he's heading back because he's going to get the vaccine quicker over in Israel. I think that's the reason why he's heading back.
I always thought he was quite soft.
Aye. Too many wee niggles, Simon. It kept the man out.
Part of a piece, Paul would say.
Aye, I think he does fall into that category. But listen, time to move on. I mean, you don't want to be there. Out you go. Homesick, I understand it, of course you do. But you ain't at tiddlywink, Simon. You're the biggest club in the world.
Oh.
So...
See, on that settler in, right? Have you ever had somebody come to your club that settles quicker than snow, just cut balls in straight away and takes over?
That's a very good question.
Do you know who is like that? Jim O'Brien, mate.
Oh my god. Jim tar up the back of the bus. Mate. He's Colin Boy's out now, I've been there for years.
Shank. First day in tournament, honestly.
I've heard the story about the boy he played in the low leagues a bit. Fotheringham?
Oh, Mark Fotheringham.
I've heard he was like that.
He was like that.
Like, any time we go to a club, he'd just start slaughtering boys that have been there for years experience.
Have you not heard my story about Swindon?
No.
I came in for training at Swindon, the chairman's like, the kit man came through and he's like, the chairman's want to see you. And I was thinking, oh, what the fuck have I done at the weekend? And we'll go up to the chairman's office, there's the bald Fozzy mate standing with his agent, Raymond Sparks, it was, and our chairman, and Fozzy like, fucking tell him! Fucking tell him! And I'm like, tell him what he's like. tell him how many times I'll give the ball away this season.
No way.
So, and I was like, he's good at keeping the ball. I'll fucking no give the ball away once. Me and him will run the show on this thing.
I've heard he's calling Paolo,
we all called him Gaffer. He's like, Paolo.
Wow.
He's not still playing, is he? You know, at 40 or something
now? He's older, but what a guy for us as well. So confident in himself.
I can't think of one that.
Jim O'Brien, mate. See, when we had Janinho at Celtic, World Cup winner. And Janinho would get the ball in the centre mid, and Jim would be on the right wing shouting, Nino! Fucking Nino! Janinho, who the fuck is that?
Mate, he was ruthless, wasn't he, man?
Oh, he was ruthless, Jim.
were you ruthless with players?
Aye.
Just if they're not your level.
Not my level. Aye. Treat them different.
What, even when you went into a new club? No, when you
No. We've all said that. So when you go to a new club, your first day is the most important, innit? Like, yeah. If they see you're shite.
Fuck it. Don't want to talk about mine then.
Oh, you.
I had the biggest beast of all time the first day.
You always did.
Who was that for?
No,
Rangers?
Mate, this was next level.
Did you? Was that Hearts? That was Hearts, wasn't it?
Aye.
Did you think that could have been the end of your Hearts career on that day?
I just, mate, it got to the point I was just laughing at myself, to be honest with you. Just,
that's a good way of doing it,
innit? Just couldn't keep the ball once in the box.
What about Rangers? What was your first day like? Do you remember?
When Gerrard came in?
It was alright, to be honest, aye. Uh-huh. No, it was quite good.
Somebody told me you were fucking very... weren't a shy at all.
I know, when I went to Hearts, I was definitely no shy, and I went to Kilmarnock, 100% took over the place after 2 days. And then...
What did you do?
I just Game fucking boys. Rolled in and just...
You in a jet walking?
No, I just fucking rolled in and just... I don't know, I just fucking... thought I was better than everybody. Maybe possibly wasn't he, and I know I wasn't, but I just made people think that I was confident. And the reason I did it was because when I was at Coventry, I went and loaned to Wolves, and my first day at Wolves, the Friday training, the yellow jersey, the worst player I got the fucking yellow jersey the first day I looked on my 6 month loan at Wolves, and then I'm thinking, what the fuck have we signed here? So I just said for that day, just bowl in and be confident as fuck at the next clubs you go to, and that's what I did.
Your teeth still got the yellow jersey done.
Chris Sutton was like that.
Oh,
Chris Sutton was like, he was ruthless with like loads of young boys in that as well, and just used to pound them all the time.
Funny.
Would he date in banter, but?
Nah, always banter. He was good. So, was there no story, do you know, got done filming on Tyler or something, your first day the boys were running and you were standing slotting everything?
No, I wasn't slotting. We were doing that. Went into training to try and get fit. And we did this fucking like 6 laps of this training ground of
Kaiser
Park, Jet and Billy. And I was running, I was like, fucking hell, man, I can't do this, I'm absolutely fucked. So I just stopped, and Billy came round to try and get me going. Billy's like, come on, we'll catch up. I says, nah, fuck that, Billy, I'll just go and stand with the gaffer. And I just stood with Jim and we're just saying, he's not very good, and fucking, where did you get him for? So that was it. And then it wasn't a slot on, boys, I just wasn't fit. And then, Dunfermline, it's good.
Just on Celtic, do you watch a game, anyone?
Aye.
Very good for 60 minutes, Kev.
They were good. They were good in terms of, Simon, that the
intensity.
Intensity was high, and when they got in the final third, they looked to try and really create things. They took gambles, they took opportunities, took chances, whereas it wasn't safe. A lot of times, still, they get in the final third, a lot of passing and things they try are safe, and it's obvious, whereas they were trying round the corners, wee one-twos, intricate things, and getting shots on target, but... brilliant, like you say, Cyber, 60 minutes, but the minute Motherwell get a goal, fucking hell, the arse just collapsed. It looked like, oh shit, here we go again. And Motherwell probably were unlucky not to get, I'm saying unlucky because Celtic dominated the game for 2/3 of it. They were unlucky in the last 20 not to get an equaliser.
Do you know how you see the way Celtic played under, like 60 minutes looked like Lenny's kind of team. It was like 3 passes and the ball was in the box. See, after they scored the second, it went back to that fucking slow pass.
It's too slow.
Just keep attacking. I don't know why.
Is that a confidence thing? No.
I don't know if they thought maybe the game was won.
Just try to control the game.
Control the game.
I don't think
a Neil Lennon team suits controlling a game, because no. I don't think they work on controlling a game. I think they work on getting the ball wide and getting the ball. That's how your team...
Because even in the last 20, when they were struggling a wee bit, see when they did attack with intensity, they created chances. So it's a hard one to try and figure out. The boy, the right back that came on loan, John Joe.
I think he's good.
We talked always about El Mahad. I don't see any reason why they couldn't see him as a replacement.
I think he's £10 million though, Ken.
Is he?
I think Everton won £10 million for him.
No, a good player. The boy Walsh, very pleased with
him. Walsh
was very good. But like, Celtic can press high now, Kev, because they've got pace at the back with Welsh and Aya, whereas before we'd beaten
great header. Great header for the corner. Superb header. Rogic played well. unlucky not to score a couple of goals. Edward was, some of his touches and that were different class, but too late, si.
Paul at the back. Half back. It's a quarterback. Tom Brady.
Cheating bastard.
In the back. Just
honestly, si, it makes it a wee bit harder now because you've seen Edward, the quality that guy's got. Was he giving it his all at the start of the season? And my answer to that would be no, he wasn't. Simon, he wasn't. Some games I didn't see him. I don't know, Simon. I'm lost for words at the moment, mate. Oh, when I see Celtic playing like that at times, the players, they've still got top quality players. And I don't know how it's got to the stage it's got to. And I feel that I'm just repeating myself every week, but I'm lost at the moment, mate. Oh, sorry, guys.
Turnbull again. Did you watch the full game?
Well, man.
What? Do you not see in the full game? You never gave the ball away once. Even all of these simple things that you see when El Yousi plays there, he turns into people. See, if somebody's near a Turnbull, he just pops it off and moves it again.
Yeah, very good.
Should he get in the Scotland squad? There's my question for
you. Who, Turnbull? Turnbull. He's definitely going to sell an opportunity.
Who's better than the number 10? Because Scotland play by 10 off.
It's the hardest position. It's probably the hardest area of the pitch to get in the Scotland team. But for me, the way he's playing now, the question is, though, who do you leave it? But the fact of the matter is, I rate Ryan Christie highly, but he's outperforming Ryan Christie now. And he's probably the one that he's got to budge to get in the Scotland team. So do I think Ryan Christie's got to left at the Scotland squad? No, before people obviously put words into my mouth. But that's who Turnbull's going to be competing against.
Star Andy Halliday says Ryan Christie should be left at the squad. You can imagine that. You know who's writing it as well.
He should be making the squads and getting himself an opportunity to show what he can do in the national stage, because like you say, Si, he keeps things simple, and when there's an opportunity to try that wonder ball or whatever it is, he'll do it. But what I also like is, see, there's an opportunity, shoot. He just fucking shoots. Just to think about it, just let's fly. Misses, so what, we'll try it again. And how many goals have Celtic scored from set pieces now since he's come in?
Yeah, definitely.
I was trying to push Billy Gilmore into Euro squad, wouldn't I?
Should have went on loan, shouldn't he?
Aye, but now that he's no playing, he could go for January to the end of the season and no playing. So
I think Rangers should have tried to got him in, Andy.
Nah.
I think he would have came up there. Obviously, he's a Rangers fan.
The reason I'm saying no is because I think it would have been brilliant if he did, but I don't think he needs that. I think he needs to go somewhere and play every single week. I don't think he would have.
Because you always talk about Davo, when he gets rest games. Surely for that young guy's development, I know he gets on in the Premier League, bits and pieces here, superb. But the experience he could have got playing with Rangers now at the end of the season alongside some maybe like Davis, but also the European games and getting a Thursday night, man, that would be invaluable for that.
I've seen that Southampton wanted him. I thought that would have been a great move for him.
Would have.
Did they? Aye.
Aye.
But I heard Chelsea didn't want to let him go. I know, but why? He's not playing.
He's not going to play.
Because supposedly he asked them to go because I think the Euros, and then he let him go. Which is poor, isn't it?
Nah, it is.
Let the boy go.
And I know the type of character it is. He's got the confidence to believe he can play anywhere, which is what I love about him. And he'll be disappointed that he's not meant somewhere to get games.
See guys like Billy Gilmore and Turnbull, if they make the squad, who would come out for the last squad? Because you need to leave somebody up.
Yeah.
Mate, that area of the pitch, Scotland, are so strong. Me and you have debated about McTominay. McTominay's playing well for Man United.
It's McTominay class as a midfielder for Scotland. He's usually centre back.
The boy Callum Patterson, you could leave him out.
Oh, you could leave him out.
Do you know what I mean?
I think the last squad as well, I'm sure they had three left backs in the last squad.
There's another young boy that's pushing as well. Young boy Callan. And Murphy, Jimmy Murphy. Callan and Jimmy Murphy trying to get him. Right, Livingston v St Johnstone, dress rehearsal for the League Cup final. You surprised Livy Law? Livy are dirtier than my mum on a wedding night, but St Johnstone can match it. I like McCann in the middle of the pitch. Have you seen him play?
Good player, aye. I liked him last year as well when he broke into the team. I thought he was one that made a difference to our team. But Livy, man, incredible, honestly.
I know, but St Johnstone are doing well as well.
No, I know, but I just mean that run that Livy went on. When was the last time a team outside the Old Firm went on an unbeaten run like that? Must have been so long, but people were telling me at the start of the season when St Johnstone were struggling, is that honestly they're playing well, they just can't score goals. Mm-hmm. But now they've turned a corner. I'm saying it. I fancy St Johnstone in the final.
Do you?
Aye, I do.
I think St Johnstone will win the final.
Got more experience guys like Bryson and Conway. What is it, mate?
I think Livy will win as well.
I think it's written for them. That feeling with the Martindale story.
It could be daft that I'm betting against Livy, considering how no betting tipping. There's an R headline I could have potentially gave. I'm tipping against Livy because the form they've been on, but St Johnstone look good as well.
I think St Johnstone are doing well because nobody's talking about them. They've just kind of slowly went under the radar. And I know that I think they're sitting seventh. Is it seventh?
Yeah.
But they've got a couple of games at hand where they can push into, potentially push into top six. So for me, I think St Johnstone, like you say, Si, they're scoring goals. Like the 2-0 on Saturday, they score the penalty, Stevie May. That's how they're giving him a penalty to try and get some confidence up and get him to score goals. But you go 3-0 up, it looks like an easy, and to me it was easy because the highlights, you'll, Levy had a wee chance at the end with Scotty Robinson, he was unlucky with the header and stuff, didn't quite catch it, but it was a comfortable victory for St Johnstone, and fair play to Callum Davies because I don't think he's getting enough praise and credit for what he's
especially
doing.
Especially for, no, Simon,
third best manager in the world, maybe?
I would say so. Definitely. But what he's got is a settled back six. Same, doesn't ever change as Rooney, Kerr, Gordon, McCart, Tanzer.
What is his style, Simon? Do you know?
I think if it's on to play, they play. But didn't
they?
I quite like the way he plays. We played him
good
in the
set pieces.
I was quite impressed. Yeah, good at set pieces.
Good at set pieces.
Done excellent.
Defensively good.
Mm-hmm. St Johnstone were absolutely crap last year, weren't they? And he's done so well to turn that around.
Said, mate, I think SPL's in a good place now. I think a lot of teams
better place
have
than Diageo or SPL.
No, come on now. I mean, Diageo, I still get carried away.
Yeah, but Diageo's went quiet, hadn't they?
No, but
I think they've dropped off the last couple
of
years.
No, they're secretly flying. Trust me.
Right, Dundee had the last three games called off at Dens, following, didn't the Dens was usually a lovely pitch when I was there. How frustrating must that be for them, Andrew?
Very, but
I thought he was going to say something about that.
Because it has been quite raining, so the groundsman put covers on.
You've got an idea. Groundsman's been working busy on that. Can't make it out there.
Aye, very. But when we played them, the pitch wasn't great. They had like a sandbox near the touchline at the dugout side. But to be honest, 90% of pitches I've played on this year have been poor. And I don't know why. I don't know why the standard of pitches is worse this year, weather-wise, or, don't know, maybe job cuts for sort of, I don't know, but Dens Park wasn't in great nick when I was when we played there a couple of weeks ago, but I'm still surprised to call it off that early as well. Mm. It was like a half three pitch inspection for a night game the next day. But it must be in bad condition. But
two groundsmen are my mates as well. They're two Bryans, good guys as well. But
are they?
Do they not have undersoil heating there? What's the reason they're called off?
I don't know, mate.
It's just that it's very rare that a game gets called off more than 24 hours before the game. So it must be in.
Was a lot of rain up and down.
Do you know what's the worst thing about Dens, mate? It's on it. You seen the hill on it?
Is it?
I used to come on the second half and have to run up the fucking hill.
Here's another thing for you as well. There was a game, I'm 99.9% sure, there was a game Dundee get called off in Tannadice.
Aye.
Like, the next day was on. So can it really be weather permitting, can it?
No.
It just must be the
pitch. The pitch couldn't take any more Charlie Adams stories.
So bad, Kev. Slaney, what pitches you've played on? Fair part, your pitch was a fucking disgrace.
I was a shambles until I bought that and changed it. I mean, oh my god, that was horrendous. That's a hole, I know, mate. That's when it's done the exact same.
Tannadice is a hole as well, mate.
Surely the head of the league's got to be like that. Like, inspect his pitch and go, that's a hole, you can't play on that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But
I know, why does that, know? Why is that allowed, a hole?
I know.
Do you see when you're playing, do you like to shoot up the hill first half or down the hill first half?
Down the hill second half.
So you're bombarding.
It's actually a game of two halves. I know that is a pure cliche, but it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be changed in football, isn't it? It's got his game.
ASAP.
I'm not going to inspect him.
We should go and inspect him.
Andrew, what about you, pitches?
When I was at Bradford on loan.
Bradford was shite, mate.
Was
hands
it?
Down.
What, home Pally Parade?
Every second week playing at home was just the worst thing in the world. It was just shocking, mate.
It was always fun, as I
to be honest,
Stuart McCall's pubes were the pitch.
To be honest, though, it's why we had a good record at home, because we just played the pitch. Like, under Phil Parkinson, we never played good football at all. And we had two big men up front. We had big Jim Hansen and John Stead. And we just played in their half and made it difficult for teams, because our pitch was shot. Tynecastle, mate, 3-4 years ago.
Aye.
That was shocking as well.
Was it shocking after that?
Right, at the beginning of the season, they put
that was the Josh Windass story I told you.
Oh, when you came and he says, how bad's the pitch?
What about Ayers' pitch on Friday night?
Aye, it wasn't great. Theirs is a wee bit high, but theirs comes to him. Theirs is high in the middle and falls off.
What about you, Kev?
Kamalix was bad in the winter time. See, when they lack of grass, and then they used to put on, they didn't have an underheating system, they had a blower system. So see, when you're on to try and thaw the pitch out, the fucking pitch was like big air bubbles. for some stupid reason, because it was, they were trying to blow it dry rather than heat it dry.
What, but they didn't blow dry in the jets?
It was jet and me were underneath the pitch blowing into fucking tubes.
Does the jet blow dry, you sir?
I don't know, mate.
Or does he towel dry it?
He's got a great fucking head of hair, isn't he?
Yes. He must, I don't know.
I don't mind pitches that's like got patchy grass. It's soft pitches. I hate.
Aye, the pitches are so soft.
Oh, your calf's good, ain't
they? You hate it soft as well, eh?
I fucking love it. It's rock solid.
Right, hero of the weekend. This is true, John McGinn, man.
Aye.
This is sensational.
What do you mean if it's this true? Have you not heard it?
But no, but it's came to a voice note. So it'd have been better if you could actually hear John McGinn saying it. So after telling Sean Dyche to shut up, Burnley manager says to McGinn, he thought he was big time now, he played one season in the Premier League. McGinn says, you've been in the Premier League for six seasons and you're still wearing the same shit coat, you big prick.
Brilliant,
well, that's the Scotland v England we're talking about.
Got them on toast, didn't it?
Good. Got them on toast. They need more of that. But John McGinn's got that about him. He's sharp.
Is he sharp?
He's funny.
Who did you play with? Did you play with him?
No, but I've
been
in his company. I've got mutual pals in that, and he is sharp-witted. He's funny.
Is he fucking brilliant?
That's why I believe it. I can see him saying it.
The coach are pure shiter as well, aren't it?
And it has been on for six seasons.
What kind of coach
is? Do you know what my all-time favourite was?
Button.
My all-time favourite was Arsene Wenger with that big...
Oh, he's still at Old Trafford.
The big ankle length.
Sleeping bag.
Arsenal jacket and that man for Old Trafford.
He started doing that. And the ref packed him up, didn't he? But here, what about Sean Dyche's press conference? See the look-alikes? Did you see that?
No, what was he saying?
I saw that.
Mate, they're asking questions like, I hate these interviews. It was like when me and my mates go to the pub, as soon as somebody walks in the door, we go like, who does he look like? He's like, I love a lookalike. Mate, I saw you.
Aye, was he talking about
he's
going
gone,
on
he? Sean Dyche's gone, man.
John McGinn's got one talk.
Mate, us four,
never mind the quote, he's had that same shit going for 6 years as well.
Aye. I like him, but do you know?
I don't know.
But you know, no, do you like him?
I'm not too sure about him.
I just don't like watching Burnley play, to be honest.
I've seen it.
Do you know who I'm the new that every time I've watched their games, I've not seen a good game yet? It's Wolves. Even though they're flying.
Oh, I'm sick of them.
Every year they're like sort of running about top six, top eight. I know, but every time I watch their games, it's never a good game.
Nah.
They were good to watch, but they've even gone away from that. But Sean Dyche's coat, man. Come on.
It's cool.
It's disgusting.
Burton, where else could it? Jack Jones, super dry, something like that.
What do you think?
Helly Hansen.
What do you think he felt when he called him out but for the JK?
Do you think he looked at his JK like?
Jake's like, fuck, he's right, if I don't know.
Do you think he's went home and bought a new JK?
Aye.
Do you think he comes out with a new JK?
Do you think he wears that jacket to football? He wears it outside the football as well?
No, definitely. Night shooting that.
Night shooting that as well?
Aye, definitely.
I've seen a picture of him outside the football wearing the same coat.
I would have so much more respect for Sean Dyche if he buys a new jacket for next
year. Year, like your big, imagine it was like a big Valencia jacket.
Like a big purple North Face.
Remember Mourinho used to wear the
grey one.
That was a dog. Had a shit cardi for ages.
The grey one.
That grey one. Who?
Merapeak. Get Sean Dyche a big Merapeak. That'd be tremendous. I think Pep, do you think the coolest man?
I'd love if Sean Dyche just came in next year with a vest on.
Scott Parker.
He's got a bit
coolest,
of Scott Parker.
Coolest manager.
Jack Ross has got a wee bit of style, you know.
Who?
Jack Ross up here.
Scott Parker, but for me, he's a standout.
Derek McInnes, slip back.
Aye, Dale's all right.
Dale's all right. Dale's got a bit.
Lenny's decent.
Did you ever see, Lenny used to wear a full length leather jacket, mate. Doing his ankles.
Did he?
Honestly.
Undertaker,
eh? His dress style was rascal.
I remember I went for a meeting with him and it was his day off, I think, but he was in and he was wearing Converse. Wait, I couldn't believe it, eh? Lenny with Converse, though.
And jeans.
It was bizarre, mate. And big baggy jeans. Big boot cut jeans, man.
What other managers are shit dressed?
I don't know.
Robbie Nielsen's quite smart dressed, mate.
Aye.
What's he? He's V-neck and a shirt or something, isn't he? A wee V-neck, nah.
Aye, standard shirt. Maybe a wee round neck and all. Just a...
Big names, like... Prada and stuff like that.
Oh, aye, Gucci and that.
Has he seen Gucci that?
You told me you've seen him in Gucci, haven't you?
Gucci with the two greyhounds. He's got greyhound coats for the dogs, I know.
Go and do the greyhound, got up on the table and do the greyhound. I think that you push it.
We'll get big enough to get in.
Do you know how Klopp looks scruffy, isn't
he? I'm going off Klopp, eh?
Aye, same, to be honest. He's too many excuses creeping in at there.
See, you're that manager.
Ancelotti, he's
Ancelotti's got a bit, isn't he?
He's suave.
He's Italian, but isn't
he? Godfather, isn't he?
Zola used to be decent.
Zola, terrible face though. Nice, good club, but terrible face.
See, if you were a manager, what would you wear?
I'd be suit.
Would you?
I'd go Tracky, I think.
Tracky, I think.
Tracky. I'd be tracky with the socks tucked into the fucking tracky bottoms.
What does he? What was the jet on the side? Tracky.
Jet was tracky.
Thong.
Thong.
Bent. Do you remember he bent over and his thong came up the back? He's tracky.
Remember the Celtic fans who done that? Ronnie Dyler.
Gerard's quite smart.
Aye, Gerard.
But you need a Rangers, you need to wear a suit on the side. It's a rule of the club. Somebody says to me, Gerard, I don't want a tracky, but you need to stick to the rules of the club.
Aye, it's like history, isn't it? Tradition, so everybody needs to wear it. But Alan McCoy's didn't though sometimes, I'm sure.
No, but we're in the third division, so just the count. Just the count.
Floating heavy, Alan, haven't you seen him recently?
He's enjoying his life too much. How good is he in the telly?
Jake, he's the best, isn't he?
The best on the radio, best in the telly.
Best commentator, because doesn't he just, he talks about a lot.
Even the English are now falling in love with him big time.
Exactly, another Scotsman taking over England. Right, just quickly, because with the Dyche argument, ever played against opposition managers that players used to argue all the time? Do you remember the boy Steve Evans?
Doing Southampton. Oh, Northern Scottish guy.
Mate, he would argue with every man, honestly. Our boys used to say that he wore makeup. Remember that? It looked like you had mascara on. And De Canio used to, honestly, mate, it was constant in 90 minutes. We used to just listen to what they were saying to each other.
It's brilliant to watch, isn't it, when you're on the bench.
Martin Allen's good as well. Remember the Martin Allen stories?
I've got nothing against him at all, but I used to argue with Alan Stubbs quite a bit.
Did you?
Aye.
Did you?
Aye. Nothing bad, but just.
Was he vocal?
But it was more like vocal to the ref, seeing it was something that wasn't a.
That's what
wasn't
does
your a foul or something that wasn't a booking.
Mark Kerr wasn't happy with Nielsen for that on Friday. He pulled him out after again.
What, for the penalty?
No, because he kept.
To be
kept,
fair, the penalty was soft, but we should have had a penalty in the first 2 minutes, man. So you tackle on Boyce the first couple of minutes.
No, he wasn't thinking about the decision. He says that your bench kept dinging the ref.
Oh, right. Sorry.
I hate managers that go for refs.
Constantly.
Do you?
Nah, I do.
Mate, that's actually an art at times, man. See Jose Mourinho's teams? Like when they talked about when he first went to. Remember his Chelsea team, mate? About 40 of them surrounding the ref all the time.
Yeah. What about any managers that you used to argue with, Kev?
No, I was just sitting there trying to think and. Nah, just fucking Mark Roberts. he was my own manager. Nah, I didn't. Nah.
Lenny wasn't he really with the refs, was he?
Nah, not really, nah.
Nah.
No, Martin Allen used to bark at you.
See if you were
running,
during the game?
During the game. See if you were running next time and you were opposition playing, he'd start barking at you on the side of the pitch. He was fucking.
I told you, my favourite will always be Lee Wallace, mate, with this.
Like, Lee Wallace?
Oh.
How?
I told you the story where he'd be so diplomatic arguing with refs. And he would just sit, like, say if the ref got a bad decision, he would walk up to him and say, like, have you recorded this game? If you recorded the game, and why? No, why is it? I want you to go home, sit down, have a cup of tea, and analyse your performance because it's nowhere near good enough.
Mate, Willie Gibson was like that for us as well. Do you know Willie Gibson? It's Queens now.
Aye. He's been fullback.
Used to play centre mid with Willie, and he would not stop talking to the ref. And I remember one game we're playing. He's like, "The ref, what qualification? How high are you in the qualification charts in the referee?" I'm like, Willie, the fucking game's going on, just get on there, man.
That's brilliant. Because
I've actually took a couple of badges myself and you're having a shocker here. Same as Lee Wallace, mate, he'd have a proper full convo with the ref.
Mate, I've got a story for you, right? See, when I was at Livy, we went to Murray Park to play Rangers, and I'd just left Rangers at this point, so I still had loads of pals up there. Remember Cal Naismith?
Aye, aye.
Cal's one of my best pals. So Cal was on the bench, and I was talking to him before the game, he's like, "I'm on the bench." He's like, "My head's gone." He's like, "I'm going to come on and I'm just going to absolutely rip it up. He's like, I'm just going to annoy everyone." So we're winning, right? 2-1. And you see the number going up. Cal's coming on, right? He's jogging on. He's like, "Right, this gaffer's got the cheek to drop me." He's like, "I'm coming on here and I'm scoring a double and the game's done." Mate, he scored two and they went 3-2. Give me the ball, I'm scoring two. Just walking about the pitch and ends up scoring two and they went 3-2.
Yeah, honestly, like that when I was there. That's exactly what he was like.
Cal's one of the funniest guys in the world, mate. He's got that dry sense of humour.
He was.
Last week, what about Dick Campbell?
What about him?
Is he vocal on this? Can you hear him?
Nah. He is quite. We scored a goal against them this year when it was like sort of borderline offside, but turns out it was miles onside and he was on it for ages with that. But Dick Campbell's a legend of the game. I'm not slotting Dick Campbell. Uh-huh. He's the fourth best manager in the world, I think.
I don't know if this will stand right, but my mate told me a story about Dick Campbell when he was a fourth for when Paul Watson, who's Montrose captain now. So they had a guy. Neil Yanich, remember him? Mm-hmm. Neil Yanich. Nah. He's from Aberdeen, like, but he's got a Polish nickname. And there's a fullback who had a Polish name as well, but wasn't a Polish, he was Scottish, that played with the same team. So Watson says, Neil Yannick's on the bench next to Paul Watson, and the wee fullback's having a shocker. And Dick turns around and goes, see that left back? He's a fully paid member of the Lazy Bastard Brigade. Bucks like, he's posing, and he goes, ah, no offence, Neil. Neil's like, I'm no coach either. Oh, brilliant. Right, that's us, lads.
Tremendous.
Next podcast, the Premier League one, isn't it?
Poddy. Tune in tomorrow because this will be going up Tuesday, so tune in Wednesday for the
Wednesday
Premier.
Wow,
well done, lads. Excellent.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.